Welcome to the Ryan Out Loud podcast, where this season is proudly brought to you in collaboration with True Tea Pittsburgh. True Tea Pittsburgh is dedicated to celebrating queer people of color through the vibrant realms of creative arts and entertainment, social activism, and impactful sharing of meaningful life resources. Join us on a journey of empowering stories, diverse perspectives, and the intersection of art and advocacy. This is a space where voices are amplified and narratives are embraced. Welcome to a season filled with authenticity, brought to you by True Tea Pittsburgh. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the episode 99. That's crazy to even say. Episode 99. That's amazing. First of all, I'm not going to talk much. If you've seen the promo, you know that this episode is being hijacked in the most beautiful way. Maybe I should use a different word. Hijacked in the most beautiful way by my friend, by an amazing stylist, business owner. She welcomed to Ryan Out Loud, and thank you for taking over as the host. She is the CEO, owner of Styling by Chi. And if you'll find her, I've tagged her all over Instagram, all over social media, so you guys can be able to follow her and get the vibes, because, you know, her creation is beautiful and it's from the heart. So thank you.
That's how we start now. Thank you. You're going to make me emotional on this podcast.
I've poured my emotions out on this show, so it won't be the first.
We might be crying by the end.
Okay, let's go. I'm going to shut up because you are the host for this episode.
Well, thank you for having me. Let's start off. How do you feel? Did you eat? Those are my standard questions.
I did eat a beautiful, amazing corned beef sandwich for lunch.
Tore back.
Probably a lot to say, but it was so good.
Okay.
I feel good.
It's,
yeah, it's a beautiful day. The energy's calm, and of course, I feel safe in your energy. So
thank you. That's the goal.
Yes,
that's the goal. Are you proud of yourself? We're gonna start off with that, and I'll gauge our way into it.
I'm always hard on myself. I do things because I want to make an impact on someone's life. I want to make a change if I can. If I leave this world tomorrow, I want to know that I left a good impact with my legacy with Ryan Out Loud. So creating this, I do feel proud.
Okay. And 2020 was a significant year for the entire world.
Yeah.
So for you to be able to find a glimmer of hope and joy in creating that impact, Ryan Out Loud, ultimately during that time, how did that come about? Takes a lot of courage.
It does. I was a fresh 30-year-old. Let me just give you a little time lapse there. I turned 30. I was a couple months into 30. Fast forward to this day, I'm 34. 30 fine, as I say. Anyways.
That part.
It came, like, I knew I wanted to talk. My friends always told me, you should do a podcast. You would be great at it. And I'm like, who's going to listen to me? Who's going to check for me? I don't know what I would talk about. So my first season is trial and error. It was a lot of just me, some family. And then I had some queer creatives on here and there. And then it was really during that time when I was like, I came across a specific artist, Warren Dumas, who is now I consider a friend. And he is an artist as if Prince and Beyonce had a child. Crazy talented. His project Glitter on Fire is phenomenal. Sweet, beautiful, to the point. And he's talented. He deserves the world. I saw his video. Somebody retweeted it on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. I'm still going to call it Twitter.
Same.
And I was like, he just had something. And I was like, there's a lane. And I started scrolling, there was a whole thread of black queer create artists. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Ryan Out Loud, I could transform this to a safe space for black queer creatives. And also, I hold that inspiration to my other creative friend, Stevie Derrick.
Okay.
Stevie Derrick, he is a very, very powerful force on social media and a voice for Black queer, Black gay Twitter, Black queer Twitter, you know, Black independent artists. Mm-hmm. He has a platform called Indie Artist Spotlight. And he's also been on the show twice. I will give Stevie his flowers every chance I get, because his Indie Artist Spotlight really, you know, inspired me to gear Ryan Out Loud into a different direction. So I owe it, you know, this safe space for Black queer creatives due to Warren and Stevie. So I love them both dearly. And shout out to them.
Shout out to Warren and Stevie.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Thank you for just being very intentional with your time and your heart and your energy for someone as talented as Ryan. Seeing everything that Ryan has produced and created, it's just been inspiring as a friend and as an artist myself. So thank you.
No, thanks. See, those look, I'm very, listen, I'm one of those people where you say, you look nice, or you look nice, and I'm like, happy birthday. Like, I'm awkward. Issa and Raven Baxter mix.
I'm awkward too.
I always say my tagline. I might make a shirt. I don't hope I don't get sued, but I want it for my own personal use. I want to have a shirt that says, this is how I describe myself, is awkward like Issa with Raven Baxter energy. That's how I always describe myself. Like, I might be a little awkward, but when you get to know me, that energy, you know, Raven Baxter's like, in your face, you know, so.
We're going to have a time.
Yeah, yeah. So.
So with all of these changes, friends that have played a huge role in the success of Ryan Out Loud, you're up to 15,000 plus listens.
Yeah.
40 plus queer creatives.
Yes.
And just to think that the journey started with trial and error.
Yeah.
And friends believing in you.
Yes.
So, with that being said, I'm sure a lot of people listen and find some form of healing, that safe space, that ability to just be who they are, their authentic selves. Do you ever listen back and feel the same way?
I'm always inspired. By the artists I've had on the show, they keep me going. Sometimes I don't. Being a one-person, one-man show, you know, sitting here editing, you know, going, you know, cutting when I need to, or just cutting a promo like that, it's, plus when you're, I would love to do this full-time, and no shade, because I love my job. I love my full-time job. Sometimes it gets a little overwhelming, and I take breaks. I won't release it. One time I went 2 months without releasing an episode.
Mm-hmm.
And what I had to learn, who I'm also inspired by, Dustin Ross from the Friend Zone podcast. He always says consistency, consistency. And I hear his voice in my head when I think about that. Be consistent, Ryan. You know, sometimes I have my moments, and I need, breaks are necessary.
Absolutely.
So sometimes I take those breaks to recharge. And then I always get one little reminder that's like, don't walk away from this. Been times I'm like, Ryan Out Loud is done. And somebody,
can I ask why?
In my head. When I log on, I look at the views or the listens, and I'm like, nobody listened to this episode. And then I'm like, Ryan, stop. And then it's always like, hey, I came across your podcast, or can you host this event here in Pittsburgh? And I'm like, somebody's listening. Like, I thrive off of that energy. That keeps me going. If people keeps me going, I work with people, I connect with people, and I talk to people, you would think I would be drained.
Yeah.
But it keeps me going. When I don't have people interaction, I'm like, what's happening with me? What's going on? You know, although I have a button that I turn on and off. And what's the introvert, extrovert, it's ambivert.
Yeah.
You know, I'm one of those. A lot of people don't believe that when I say it, but I'm like, listen, I go off the grid, stay in the house, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But I feel like those people, to come back to your question, because I can go off
to
a trance and tangent sometimes. It's
the 99th episode. You can do whatever you feel is right.
Do what I want. So people keep me motivated. Listening to episodes or listening to feedback. I love feedback. And when I hear the feedback and I'm like, I don't know, they're like, no, Ryan, you have something, keep going. It's always the people. It comes back to the people.
So it sounds like you're definitely an advocate for there's power in remaining teachable.
Yeah.
You're definitely a community-oriented person, and I ask that because we always move the goalposts. You know, let's talk about the highs and lows. You've had Duran Bernard,
yes,
who is incredible.
Yes.
You've had Amorphis,
yes,
who is incredible. So let's tie it back in to being in your head. Even if a person isn't listening, for this podcast to be only 4 years old, just really just turning four because the year just started.
Yes, yes, yes.
You've done all of these beautiful things. And yes, you can tie it into the community and the role they play in them pouring into you. But can you imagine just getting to this point? I'm not taking away from what you said.
No.
But I just want to hone in on the fact that while you've had people play a role, you've done the work.
You're right. See, that's why you good. You sure you want your own show? You good. Ooh, I knew. That's why I asked her to do this, y'all, because I knew she was going.
You've done the work.
Thank you.
And I mean, you know, let's be honest. Social media is everybody's lying.
Somebody,
I just got to be completely,
somebody
know,
lying.
I got to be completely transparent. We're only getting maybe half of a percentage of what people's real lives are like. With they're not posting maybe 20 likes per picture, or maybe only 5 people read something they wrote, or maybe 2 people listened to their song. But for the year, let's say they had 20,000 streams.
Yeah.
They'll post that. I guess my question to you is, is there a celebration for those lows as well? They serve a purpose. Because if we're basing it, not saying you're basing it solely, but if we're basing success and regression off of social media, then we're all failures.
Yeah. I'll be honest. There's been, you know, podcasts that have started after me. And I'm like, not that they, you know, because I say this because I've had people reach out to me inquiring about starting a podcast, and I tell, and they said to me, oh, I don't want to step on your toes, but I want to start my own podcast. And I said, there's room for everyone. There's a podcast for everything, a topic for everything and everyone. Do it. I always encourage people to do it. You want to talk? Figure it out. Write it out. How would it sound? Pitch it to a friend. Test it out. There's a free, you know, Spotify for podcasters. It's a great tool to practice that on. You can hear yourself. I started this podcast with just my AirPods and my iPhone. And now we're sitting in a podcast room. Shout out to True T. We're sitting in a podcast room, headsets on, mics, still working it out, you know, the editing and stuff like that. Yeah. But, you know, there's something, podcasting is for everyone. But I have to be honest, I've seen some podcasts, you know, that have started maybe after me, and they jump off, and, you know, they're doing visuals, and that's where I'm lacking, and I'm learning. Everybody's journey is different.
Yeah.
Timing is everything. It's their time, and they deserve that. My time, I deserve where I'm at right now. That's good. I'm doing good for a solo person, a solo show.
You're doing great.
So thank you. A solo producer, like, I'm doing that on my own.
So and many it, other things. We'll get into that briefly.
Lord. Okay. But yeah, but I have to. I look at it, I'm like, damn. I had to switch that narrative saying, damn, I wish I was. Or I will be there. That's how I switched that narrative. Switch that narrative of being negative about seeing somebody ahead of me. Switch that narrative. I can't wait till I'm there with them. If that answers your question.
Talk about it, sure does. And I think also, I definitely kind of see it from the perspective that there's people that can be ahead of you along the journey, but there's only one Ryan Out Loud.
That part.
Be a thousand podcasts, but there's only
I'm like, you can do your thing.
There's only one. But also, Jay Versace.
Shout out to Jay.
Love Jay down.
Yeah.
But at a point, he had this video that said, you know, some people have microwavable blessings, some people have crock pot blessings. You just may be in a crock pot.
That's fine.
But when you come out, I bet that meat tender.
Okay.
You know, we're gonna eat it up.
Yeah.
We're looking for you. And there's so many people. It's one thing, a quote I saw some time ago that I say to myself time and time again is, you've yet to meet everyone who will love you. and you've yet to meet everyone who love you, want to hear you, want to be in the presence of events that you host, want to be in the community events that you're being an advocate for. We're looking for you. And I think just because you haven't necessarily, because we all have goals, and I know you have goals and a vision and a plan, and you're set on that, but that hasn't come to fruition yet. It will, but there's so many people that are waiting, that are looking for your style of podcasting, that's looking for the audience, that's looking for the talent you feature. And there's all of these podcasts who, let's say, have 20K followers, who got 10K subscribers, and they're big on TikTok, but they're not you.
That part.
And we as consumers know what we want.
That's true. I literally have to stop looking at the listens, the numbers. All the numbers matter, but I start looking at the numbers, because I do this because I love music. I love music.
And I'll add on to that, you love people.
I do too. I do love people.
And I believe that people will sustain that.
That's true. Come on. See, I knew I picked a good host to take over Ryan Out Loud.
Because I can only speak from my experience. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for anybody else. But when I first met you, it was an immediate warm and safe presence. So Thank you. Those numbers, they play a role, but we're listening for you.
Thank you.
We're like going to these events that you're hosting to see you.
Thank you.
You know, and I feel like numbers don't always kind of, there's a disconnect sometimes between the talent, the content, its quality, and the streams.
And I literally, like, now I just log on and post my episode.
That's it.
And I go, I'm like, who the ears that Ryan Out Loud the podcast is for, it'll reach. It's kind of where I'm at with it. I do it, like I said, I do this because I love music and people. And the artists that I come across or I know and I've seen, they deserve the exposure. It was because they, you know, in being an independent artist, I'm not an artist, but
You're
right. I work closely with artists. Even, you know, with Super NXC, Naheem, you know, Christopher. You know, like, I work closely. I can add creative director to my title, low-key. A&R. Like, they send me their music, you know, listen to, you know, Fresh, my friend Fresh. Shout out to Fresh. You know, like, I'm forgetting my words because it's just a beautiful experience, and I'm grateful to be in this place, so I'm going to shut up before I start rambling and get emotional.
I welcome the emotions. I welcome them. We're going to touch base on hosting, but I want to ask you, you have to answer, please.
Okay.
How are you celebrating?
I don't have anything in mind. A friend said at first, when I was like a couple months ago, when I was figuring out the alignment for when episode 100 would come out, I was going to do a photo shoot.
Okay.
And then I was like, I'll save that for season 7. And then I was like, I don't know. One of my friends was like, I was going to have a little get together at my friend's space, but I don't know. I'm going to take a mini hiatus. I'm going on vacation in April with my best friends. We're going on a cruise, my first cruise. So I figured that's for her birthday, but I'm going to celebrate the success of Ryan Out Loud.
Happy early birthday.
Shout out to Molly. Happy birthday, boo. but yeah, I'm just going to take a little mini break.
That's a form of celebration
well. And then I'm going to come back mid-April. The week I come back, I have a lot with work and then events and stuff, but I plan to use that time to to recharge and to make some notes in my note app about what I want the next 100 episodes to look like. The next 100 episodes to look like, what I want that to look like.
Okay. You know?
200 episodes. Can I be honest?
Please do.
And this might sound like, if you think about Issa Rae's interview on a Breakfast Club, she says she know when Insecure is going to end. I know when Ryan Out Loud is going to end. And I hate to say that because I feel like it could be ongoing. But when I mean in that chapter of Ryan Out Loud and go into a new phase, I know when it's time to change. age, you know, the phoenix is about rebirthing, you know, the rebirth and the, you know, all of that. I know when it's time. And that's, it'll be announced, but it's no time, it's not right now, but I know.
I respect that.
I know. And I'm already embracing that, because I know I want to do something that reaches a broader, wider audience. So,
yeah. You have very few limitations along your journey. Very few.
I can do anything I want.
And I can understand that, because, I mean, if you think for Issa, the misadventures of Black was the beginning on YouTube, yeah. And then it turned into Insecure, and
yeah.
Then it's rap shit, and so many other things.
She's expanded.
She's doing. And I could see that this just being just the starting point.
Literally. Like, I have so many, you know, I've been, low-key, I've been doing podcast consulting for friends that are inquiring about doing podcasts, or people that are interested, you know, just that have hit me up, and I really might evolve and take that on. I gotta figure that out, how that looks business wise, cause pay me.
No. That coin.
Okay, but I don't mind, like, friends that are, I see the potential, I don't mind coaching or helping. But yeah, that might turn into something. I will say I'm filing my LLC.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's coming very soon, and merchandise and other ventures will be happening. So these first, you know, episode 99, episode 100 and on, is just, this summer is going to be crazy with Pride. It's just up from here. But I know when to close a chapter. No, well, personally, I don't know when to close a chapter. I can hold on for a while, but I'm doing better. Shout out to therapy. But professionally, I'm like, okay, it's time to move on. So,
no, I get that.
You know, I have a lot of things happening. Like, my book is going to be coming out in the next year and a half. Yeah.
Expound, please.
So I announced it. It's called Flossom.
Okay.
Flossom means flawed but still awesome. And that was the base of my character. His name is Carter Johnson. And Carter is a 30-year-old Black gay man who loves music, and he's an aspiring producer. He's he's out of a relationship that he thought was going to be it, the one, and he had to start over, and his life has changed when he now has custody of his 16-year-old sister Simone, and it teaches him about life, about himself, about other people and the people around him. And it's all surrounded in music. And the fun fact about this book is that I am putting together, if I can muster up, I'm praying for the funding, right? That'd be dope, because I vision it as a movie, maybe even a series. I don't know. It could be so many things. Flossom could be so many things. But at the end of the book, I put together a playlist. I already have a playlist called Ryan Out Loud, Black, Queer, and Talented, where any Black, queer, independent artist or signed artist that I come across goes on the playlist. And it's been guests, people that have been guests, everybody, just about everybody, you know, everybody that has been a guest on Ryan Out Loud, mm-hmm. is on that playlist, without a doubt. And I want to put together a specific playlist with a QR code that will lead you to the Flossom soundtrack, songs that are inspired. My prayer is that I can fund original songs from my favorite Black queer artists to create songs, read the book, get a feel for the book, and create a song about somewhere in that book. Because I feel like every artist that I would reach out to would create something very different but still relate to the story. So that's a goal. That's another venture. Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know it will all come to pass.
Thank you.
What inspired Flossom?
So Flossom started out as Carter Johnson started out as he was started out as a teenager, and that might come later on, maybe not from Carter point of view. I wanted to write a story as a love letter to my teenage self. I didn't come out until my mid-20s.
Okay.
So I feel like I missed out on that young love, or maybe I missed out on that true love, or what I might have thought was love at a teenager, you know, at that point. So, and also from a point, I'm tired of these films and books too that are focusing on a negative of black gay, the black gay lifestyle. There's more to a black gay man than his trauma. There are black gay men that experience happy endings, come from a loving family, and not taken away from anyone that has suffered, because I feel for every single one. But I wanted to tell a story that is still has, there's a difference between drama and trauma. Flossom has drama.
Talk about it.
Maybe some trauma triggers, maybe, you know, but it's a beautiful story. It's about self. It's about love. It's about finding new love. It's about love, a relationship between a brother and a sister.
And it's so interesting that you're saying that black queer men are so much more than their trauma. Mm-hmm. They don't have these, all of them, they don't have these terrible upbringings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where they essentially have to earn their stripes to just make it through.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of a conversation I had recently with my sister in regards to just seeing black film,
mm-hmm.
black TV that is empowering.
Yeah.
That celebration. It's Insecure. Joy. It's just experiencing love.
Yeah.
Or just getting lost.
Abbott Elementary.
Purpose.
Look, I'm name dropping because, you know, like, it's a beautiful show.
I definitely share the same sentiment. And you talk about it being essentially a love letter mm-hmm. to the teenage version of yourself. Mm-hmm. Let's take it back to childhood.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring us up to speed, I promise.
Okay, no, I'm listening. Let's go.
So, who Ryan is right now,
mm-hmm.
do you believe that younger Ryan would be proud of you?
And the tears instantly came. Yeah. And I say that because it was, you know, a lot of people that know me, that knew me growing up, you can see that childlike when you were free and no judgment. And then when you discover things about yourself, you close yourself off. And I remember that point in time when I closed myself off because I was terrified of being gay. I was terrified of being gay. And, you know, I just want to hug him, the younger Ryan,
mm-hmm.
and just say that it's, you're going to find your people. And really, it's been you. It's been nobody else. You've been inside of your head. Get it. When you get out of your head, love is going to come. Not yet. It's coming. But
that part.
It's going to come. But, you know, love come in all types of forms. Your mom loves you.
Yeah.
Your family loves you. Your friends love you. You're going to come across new people that's going to introduce you to new things. You're going to come across people that break your heart. And you learn and you grow and you become a better person. Still remain humble. Just always move with pure intentions and love, nothing but love. And that's how I operate. That's why I never try to think negative about if something ends with someone.
Mm-hmm.
It might have ended badly, but I'm still going to move with love. I don't want to harbor any hurt or anything, but I want to move with love. And I've had that mindset because I'm going to be honest, and I don't think I've ever said this out loud, but all of this, I move this way. I do all of this in the memory of one of my best friends, Abria. She passed away when we were 25. And when I tell you Abria,
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. When I tell you Abria was top of our class, full ride to Penn State, smart, beautiful girl that was just crazy. And in the best way possible. Fun, loving, and honest. She told you, she was like, Ryan, whatever you are, like, when I wasn't comfortable, I was like, I love you, whatever you are. She was one of the first people to say that to me. I was cooking in my little studio apartment at the time. I was cooking, and she looked at me. She was like, you know, I love you. Whatever you are, whoever you decide to be with, I fucking love you. I'll never forget that. That was an intimate conversation between both of us, because what we used to do, she would come to my apartment, and I would cook, or I was either cooking for the weekend, so I had something to eat when I got home mm-hmm. After enjoying the weekend with my family and friends. And I was always making spaghetti. That was always my meal.
You know, we love spaghetti.
Okay, you can't. It lasts. Okay, I'm not afraid to eat. Okay, okay, So I would always be in the kitchen. I'm like, you want something? Yeah. She was like, yeah. And she just looked at me and told me that. I'll never ever forget that. And losing her, I've lost a lot of people in my life, my dad included. And that, I've adapted with that loss. Mm-hmm. I cope with it. But Bria, that was different.
Yeah.
That was a different type of hurt. I think not only because I just talked to her when she before she passed. We were making plans. It was right before Valentine's Day. I was like, I ain't got a Valentine. And me and my best, our other best friend, my best friend Monique, we were all going to come to my apartment, hang out, go out, and just love on each other, mm-hmm. you know? And then I got a call and she passed away. And I was just like, what? Impossible. So fast forward, like, I've accepted it, but sometimes I'm like, damn. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sometimes I still say, damn, it's not, I don't think that's how it should have went. I know God makes no mistakes, and I try not to question, but sometimes I wonder about that. Like, why her?
Yeah.
You know?
I understand.
But I do things now in memory. I keep her in the back of my mind. My mom was like, you always celebrate birthdays. You know, I'm like, yes, I do.
You do always.
Me and Bria were 2 weeks apart. Both Scorpios. Our birthdays were 2 weeks apart. I will always do something intimate, big, small, whatever. In her memory, the best way I can keep it alive, she's always in the back of my mind. Yeah. Shout out to Bria. I love her. I miss her. I miss her so much. But she lives through me.
And I hope you Monique know she's so and her proud family.
I hope.
You did exactly what she told you to do. You're doing it.
And I, yeah, she was like, I
every
love
day.
Yeah, yeah. I keep her in the back of my mind. And she lives through me, her family, her nephew that she didn't get a chance to meet. He's so smart, just like her.
Nephew.
Yeah. I don't see him or her sister much, but when I do, I'm like, damn, you know, mm-hmm. I think she would be very proud of her family, of her sister. I know that for a fact. And she lives through my best friend, Monique. Shout out to Monique, too, because without her encouraging me to do this, Ryan out loud, it wouldn't be.
Shout out to Monique.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the people you've listed, Bria, Stevie, Monique, and just the evolution of you as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you've created this very healthy home-like environment in parenting your inner child and just embracing you as an adult.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. It's taken a lot of work, a lot of therapy, a lot of self-reflection.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. And I think we have to be honest sometimes in our roles that we play in our own suffering.
Mm. Yeah.
And I say that, mm-hmm. but I'm still learning. I know people say it all the time, but we're all a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
All a work in progress. And it's just make sure you are still taking steps forward and not going back. That's the main thing. That's all.
I want to say to you personally, as a friend, I hope you feel at home because you deserve to.
Thank you.
I can't think of someone else who deserves that.
Thank you.
Feeling and just that welcoming.
I see you good. More. That's all right.
I mean, we're already crying.
I'm so holding it. I'm really good.
Just have to let the tears trickle because I'm holding it too. But
it feels good. Sometimes you gotta let those cries out though. One thing about me, I'm very in tune with my emotions, and that has caused a lot of hurdles in my dating life. Sometimes it's like I'm very okay with saying like, I'm very in touch. You know, when are you mad? You know, you ask the question, not to go off topic, but you get asked those questions like, are you masculine or are you feminine? And I'm like, I'm me.
That part.
Don't play with me because I'm me.
Don't play with it.
Okay. Like I'm me. That's the best way I can describe it. Like you might. I see a bug, I'm like, but I'll kill it, you know, like that. And I don't think that's feminine, you know.
Balance.
You know, like, bugs are, who wants, anyways, but yeah.
It's you a don't very, want a lantern fly.
I'm in tune. Oh, don't, I don't want to see those this summer.
Listen.
Please. I hope that, anyways. But, yeah. I forgot where I was going with this. I lose my track a lot. I'm going to shut up.
I just feel like, from the outside looking in, it's just so much more than just the 99th episode. Just your evolution and the time I've known you, your personal journey and all you've overcome. And just seeing you receive the goodness you deserve, not because of your ability to endure or survive or to process or to compartmentalize, just because you exist, just because you're you. So it's just really a pleasure to sit across from you and just celebrate this.
Thank you for celebrating with me.
I always will.
I appreciate this.
I'm not done with you.
Okay.
Yet.
Okay. You know, don't you any, say don't end it.
You know, with any celebration comes a great hosting. Tell me about how you got into hosting.
Wow. How did I? Now I got to think. I used to do little things. I was very involved in the church. Grew up in the church. Sang lead in my church choir. Like youth programs. Youth. Anytime my mom was doing anything, I was helping. And I would get talked into hosting church programs. I used to host karaoke's in high school. We used to have karaoke night day, and I would host the karaoke event. And that was kind of like my first dipping in hosting. Originally, I wanted to go to school for broadcasting and journalism, but by the time I reached 18, I was like, I don't even want to go to school. So the easy way out was to do 2 years in business marketing. Went on a whole different journey. And then as I got involved into, you know, later on, as I started getting involved into the scene and, you know, realizing there's a, you know, networking with creative, black queer creatives here in the city, which introduced me to Naheem, True T. I love Naheem. Love this whole
special place.
Yeah. Like they have really been my backbone and support. But my friend, if I go back, my friend Antoine, which he is my co-host for the 100th episode, which
shout out to Antoine,
that's my brother from another. He was like, hey, you want to co-host this bingo with me? It started with a bingo. I was introduced to his friend Erica, who's now my friend. She's the owner, the first black woman owned distillery with TLC Libations in PA. I gotta plug that. That's my, you know, one thing about Ryan allows not just a safe space for black queer creatives. I'm always going to speak highly of black women
because
men forget we come from women. Let me not start. Don't get me started. Yes. And they like to forget disrespect. But anyways, it's not about. But, you know, and so I was like, you want to host bingo? Sure. And then that casually, you know, introduced me to. And one thing about Antoine, he will introduce you to somebody. Hey, Ryan hosts a podcast. That's how I got in touch with.
Those are the kind of friends you keep a lifetime.
Oh, Antoine, like, and just professionally, but personally, like, that is like a little brother. Like, I love him down. He moved to DC to Elevate. I was sad to see him move, but he left and he had to. Yeah. He needed to. It was crazy circumstances, but he did it and he is thriving down there. I'm like, I think I might have to join you. Listen. Like, so shout out, you know, Antoine introduced me to Sydney, which, you know, she runs Artist Talk.
Niplets,
yes.
Sydney's incredible. Yeah. Shout out to Sydney.
I hosted her.
I saw you did.
Yes, I hosted one of her mental Artist Talk, which was targeted towards the LGBT. Oh my God, I can't say my own community. Goodness. The LGBTQ+ community. And that was beautiful. That was one of the first, like, big event I hosted.
How did that feel?
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful event to be a part of. Beautiful people. That also opened doors for me to connect with other creatives that I didn't know existed in this city. And that was just that put me in other people's faces and reaching out. Could you do this event? And then what really took it was being on stage for Pride Revolution last year. I hosted day one. I was on the side stage, stage B, but that Sunday I hosted the main stage, and, you know, that was a beautiful experience. And what was even more beautiful for me, my mom was right there. She's had my back when a lot of people didn't. She's picked me up when nobody else was there. And, you know, me being at the time being uncomfortable with my sexuality, she was like, I love you. her only son. So I was, there was a lot of like, I felt there was a lot of weight on me being her only child, having to get married, produce, you know, have grandchildren, which I do want children, but I'm trying to get my life together first before I bring, the way this world is going, before I bring any life or adopt or however I do that into this world. Like, I want to make sure his, their life, they are protected, they are guarded, they are safe, mm-hmm. before I bring any child into this world. But, you know, that was a barrier.
Oh, I know you'll be a great parent just off of that alone.
Thank you. I can't wait because I love kids. Oh, I love kids. Ah, I love kids so much. That's a goal. That is a goal. But right now, I'll be the rich gay uncle.
That part.
I will. I'm okay with that right now. Bring the toys. Hype them up. Bring the candy when they, you know, let their parent, let their parents calm them down. So, but yeah, my mom, being having her right there. There's a picture. A photographer caught a picture. I was like looking at my notes on my phone. I was on the mic. I was in the audience. That's when I jumped in the audience. And my mom is like right there in the shot. She's smiling, or it looked like she was talking, probably talking because she always talking. That's where I get it from. And I just like, I remember looking at that picture and just crying because I was just like, she's really been the main one through it all. Like, I don't know what I would do without her. Her support, her guidance, everything. I'm a true mama's boy. That's my girl. I love her.
That's a moment. You got to frame it. Yeah. If you can.
I actually think when I'm moving this summer into a new place here in the city, and it's literally one of the pictures that's getting hung up.
It has to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So shout out to my mom. She's been on the podcast. I did a Mother's Day episode.
I saw.
Yeah. That was, yeah, that was special.
I mean, so many big host things. You have another one coming up.
Yes.
Misunderstood in Bloom.
Yeah. Miguel.
With Miguel.
Shout out to Miguel. Miguel was just on.
Miguel is something.
Something.
So talented. So sweet. He's also one half of the art. What word can I use? Art Collective Hardy, yeah. Studios,
okay.
By Martel Hardy.
Okay.
And Hardy Studios, Miguel, they're just all doing beautiful things.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to the show.
I'm excited. I'm nervous.
Are
I'm
you
like,
excited?
I am.
It's How did this come about?
Miguel reached out to me.
Okay.
And, you know, it's one of those things. He reached out, and I didn't know if there was, like, I like to follow up. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, but I don't like the pressure. Because when you tell me something that, you know, like, hey, would you be interested? I'm like, sure. So then I know how things go, because I know I've reached out to a lot of people about potential collaborations, and it fell through on my end, maybe, possibly. Oh yeah, take accountability, Ryan. It fell through on my end. And sometimes if it, the partner I was collaborating with, it might have fell through. I know how things go in this, like, we are paying things out of our own pocket for a lot of these events.
We are, yeah.
So I get it. And I was like, okay, I didn't hear from him. So when he was like, yeah, so I saw the flyer, he tagged me, and I was like, bet, I'm there. And I was in a fashion show when I was young. I don't really consider myself, and I talked about this with Miguel on the podcast, or a podcast episode, like, I'm not a fashion gay. You know, they, like him, Griffin, shout out to Griffin.
Hold on, I'm gonna take a moment. Griffin,
yeah,
Wilson,
his episode was dope.
Now I'm about to get emotional.
Isn't he amazing? I don't see him much.
I love him so much.
But when I do, like, I try to support Unstable as much as I can.
Listen, Unstable.
He's crazy.
He's so gifted. And he's just such a sweetheart.
Crazy
such
talented.
Such a pure soul.
Yeah.
And energy. And I'm just grateful.
Yeah, he's
to
he's,
know someone like that.
Yeah, Griffin is amazing. Yeah. I think about our episode and how he talked about how Unstable is tied to his journey. You know, like, I will support in any way that I can.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy talented. Him, Miguel. They put that, as they, what the kids say these days, they put that shit on. They
put that shit on.
Him. Yeah. Like, Miguel, they put that shit on. I'm like, teach me. I mean, I'm 34. I guess I got to dress like.
But this fit you're wearing right now.
It's a shacket. I try. I keep it really simple.
Listen, I tell you a joke. Never tell you a lie. Pink is my favorite color. And you're eating it up.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wish y'all could see it.
Thank you. But one day we're going to be visual. Ryan Allow will be visual. I'm claiming that.
I claim it with you.
You going to come back?
I will.
Okay. It's not over, y'all. Sorry. I'm just saying. Sorry. Because I can take over.
But, I mean, all of these people that you're listing, all of these people that you've interviewed, these host things, these podcasts, this is monumental.
Going into
I'm not even just saying 100%. That, but it's like you're just listing this story, this story, this person, this connection, this. Mm-hmm. You're really him.
Am I?
You are.
Is I?
You is.
I'll take that. I'm him, y'all.
You is. You really is.
I am him. And I have to shout out. I went through a phase last summer, where I was like undecided about a lot of things in the direction I wanted to go with Ryan Out Loud. And this person, you know, we're not as close as we used to be, but I will always root for him. Shout out to Jacoby. He really, like, I shot him any idea, and if it sounded stupid, he would tell me, but he never told me it was stupid. He was like, you know, yeah, he named Carter Johnson. Mm. I was figuring the working title, well, the working main character's name was Ryan Johnson. I was like, that's so, I mean, it could have worked because, like, my name is Ryan, but like, I wanted something like, I don't know, I wanted something, and he was like, why not Carter? And I was like, there we go. So when that book is released, he will get his compensation. I feel like all people that has had an impact in my upcoming and my, you know, the come up.
Elevation.
The elevation. There you go. Will absolutely be a part of it. And I shot him a lot of ideas about Ryan Out Loud or what I wanted to do. And he was a supportive friend. He is a supportive friend. And I owe a lot of my, like, idea, you know, tossing my ideas, a lot of things that is coming to life, you know, because he was rooting me on, and I appreciate that. We may be in different paths right now, but I will always, always give the love and respect when due. And
yeah, he's a beautiful person.
Yeah, yeah, he is. Shout out. Yeah,
I'm happy that you two had that connection.
Yeah, born to one another. It was one of those things that I think was necessary. Things, you know, I'm one of those people, things happen when as they're supposed to. And I've told him this, you know, at that time I was in a dark, when I met him, he was like a bright light in my dark world. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate him for, yeah, I don't think he knew or understand how much he brought me out of that, that darkness, but he was a big part of that. He's such a fun, loving person.
He is a time.
Yeah. I miss him.
He is a great time.
I do. But I
hope you two connect again.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out to Jacoby, because he definitely, like, a lot of ideas. Even my friend Joy, my friend Tasha. Tasha really hears what I want to do with Ryan Out Loud, and she's like, just do it. She's like, I'm never going to tell you no. Mm-hmm. Do it. Sky's the limit. The world is yours. Do it. She always, yeah.
Shout out to her.
Yeah. My friend Donnie and Derek, they've been on the show multiple times. I even thought about a podcast with them two. Two Cancers and a Scorpio. Because they're so... I always say, and Tasha's a Cancer as well. There's three Cancer. I'm sorry. There's four Cancers in my life now. The one who's... It's a new... It's my boo. Yeah. I will keep him a name right now until, you know... Yeah. Respect his privacy. But... Cancers are always, I call them sensitive gangsters to me. Mm. Tasha, she will, and also Tasha is Jamaican as well, so she's fiery, feisty, tell it how it is, you know. And I'll say one thing and she's like, why would you say that? I'm like, girl. So they keep me grounded.
Yeah.
Derekus and Donnie, they've always showed me love and support me as well. They've been, I could text them last minute, like, y'all mind jumping on Ryan Out Loud tomorrow? And they will. You know, I love them all. My best friend Monique, she's, like I said, she's the one that we've been, that's not only my best friend, that's my cousin. We graduated high school. We grew up together and graduated together. And without her, her support, her love and encouragement, I wouldn't be here. You know, I've met a lot of new people along the way, a lot of beautiful friendships, but my best friend, that's my best friend till the end. I don't care if we don't talk for a month, 2 weeks, a day, whatever. All she had to do was call me. You know, like, that's her. Shout out to Mo. She also owns, She's put some, she owns her own business. She does custom t-shirt, MM print. She does custom shirts. She's done some Ryan Out Loud shirts for me. Shout out to MM Prints, because that's actually who I plan to collaborate with when I do my line of t-shirts. I wouldn't see it any other way. I gotta start with home. You know? I say start with home because that's my home.
That's home.
My best friend is my home. You know?
Mine as well.
Yeah. So that'll be coming. I'm gonna sit with her soon when I flesh out some of my ideas and get it. You know, how will that go? But merchandise will be coming soon. So I feel like I've been rambling. I'm sorry.
This is a safe space. You're allowed.
You're right. It's my safe space. Look. You're right. You're right. Okay.
Well, what's next?
So, the 100th episode is next week.
Yes.
And my guest is Amorphous. Amorphous, he's been on the show before.
Yeah.
But this time is special. My co-host is Antoine. And we were talking about the Renaissance. He was one of the... He was on the team for the Renaissance World Tour.
A time.
And we talk about how that came about. We talked about his experience with Beyonce herself. And we talk about his upcoming, you know, what's coming next for him. Amorphous has become, he's amazing and so talented. His ear for putting together the mix-up, the mashups, crazy.
Unheard of,
and he's so talented, and he's just getting started. To work with legends like Kelly Rowland, Brandy, okay, Beyonce, Mariah Carey, to have that on your resume is insane. I love him. I can't wait to hug him in person very soon. To just shout out, I couldn't think of anyone else to be on the 100th episode than to celebrate him and all he's doing. I was like, bro, you worked with Beyonce. Like, I had to have him on the show. And to be the 100th episode is a beautiful thing.
It's only right.
But that's what's right now. After the 100th episode, I'm going to take a little break.
Mm-hmm.
Come back with a couple months of episodes. Pride is going to be busy because not only will I be behind, you know, hosting. I will be hosting a lot. It's the plan. I'm waiting for those agreements to talk about it, but
no, that's right.
I will be visible. Pride, Ryan Lewis as the host and Ryan Out Loud will be present during Pride.
Your brand,
I am, and it took me a minute. I was going to switch the name a couple times, like, but everybody's like, Ryan Out Loud is catchy. Shout out to my grandfather. Actually, he's been on the show really briefly. I asked him a question and he answered it. He just turned 89. Blessings to him.
Happy belated.
Thank you. Yes.
He's
one of those. He's and that's where I always get my friends teasing you. You're such an old soul. I am.
And that's okay.
And that's fine. And I live in that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I embrace that. That's fine. I'm that old friend. I'm ready to go home at 1 o'clock, maybe 10. Actually,
we'll take a nap.
Yeah. He says things. He'd be like, for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying it over and over. I was like, what the hell am I going to name this podcast? Crying out, like, my pap popped into my mind for some reason. I was like, for crying, and I said it. I was like, for crying out loud. I'm like, damn, Ryan, you were so old. But I was like, Ryan out loud, crying out loud, Ryan out loud. So that's how that came about. So that's really who I owe all of this to, my grandfather. He was definitely the main inspiration for Ryan out loud.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's like it was written.
Yeah. All along, because he's been saying crying out loud all my life. I've been hearing, for crying out loud, if I wanted something, if I was annoying to him.
Because sometimes...
For crying out loud. Like,
that's all you
I
have.
Used to laugh. I'm like, what is crying out loud? But now, it makes sense. I just turned it and made it Ryan out loud. Because it always had something to do. Like, for crying out loud, Ryan, like, what do you want? Or, you know, he was always said it in a joking manner. But I was like, Ryan out loud. It's catchy.
It flows.
Yeah. So that's how, yeah. That's what's next. A lot of things are next. Oh. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
In the next 6 months, I'm gonna put that out there. I will be putting together my first showcase. It's going to be called Ryan Out Loud, Black, Queer, and Talented Showcase. I think I'm going to do 5 Black queer artists that are here in Pittsburgh that will perform. And it is a way, it is, that will probably be the big celebration for Ryan Out Loud celebrating, even though we'll be in like deep in their hundreds episodes, you know. That's the goal. 5 Black queer artists that will put on a show. And that's a goal for me, to network and invite people. I'm very nervous because I've never put together my own event, because you know how it is in the city. It's fickle. It's hard to get people out here to support. But I know who will be there for me and be there because they believe in Ryan Out Loud. And this is all due to, thanks to True Tea. I signed a residency with them for the year. And that's in the agreement to put together an event, and that is going to be my event. I've been toying with the idea, and it's going to happen. Ryan Out Loud, the Black, Queer, and Talented Showcase is coming soon.
Coming soon.
So yeah, y'all heard it first. And when I put things out in the universe, say it, that means I hold myself accountable. It's going to be hard, but I'm going to work hard to put on a beautiful show. So yeah, that's what's next for Ryan Out Loud. So cheers to the next 100
here,
something episodes.
Here's to 100 more.
Yeah. 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 Thank you.
Thank you.
That was dope. That was dope. I couldn't think of another person to do this, to make me think and to make me, And you did. Thank you, Chi.
You're welcome.
Can you tell the listeners where they can find you?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at Styling by Chi, Chi. Yes. And on my website, stylingbychi.com, there it's like editorial work, different services, styling consultations, vintage subscription boxes, also just safe spaces for artists to be featured, to have their work showcased, to submit. Like Ryan, it's just, the goal is just to create a safe
Thank you
space.
For that. Yeah. I love that. I was reading that like, oh my God, that was so dope. Yeah. I can't wait to share it.
Of course.
Thank
I had
you.
To.
That was dope. Thank you.
And on behalf of everyone who will listen, and just everyone who loves you and will soon love you, we're so proud of you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on such a huge milestone. Congratulations on the journey.
Thank you.
Congratulations on making Bria proud.
Thank you.
Here's to 100 more.
Cheers. I don't have nothing to clink, but cheers. Cheers. Y'all remember, y'all know the deal. Ryan Out Loud. Black Lives Matter, Black Queer Lives Matter, Black Trans Lives Matter. That will never change. And look out. The 100th episode of Ryan Out Loud is coming next week, y'all. Episode 100. But this is episode 99. So thank you, Chi. I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for supporting me. I appreciate you. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Protect your energy. Be safe. All of that beautiful black, gay, magic, whatever you identify as.